Salem Witch Trials by Gavin, Meredith, Jake, and Max. All these years, I've never known that I was related to a witch. Jane Wilson was my great-great-great-grandmother. She was accused and burned at the stake in the spring of 1692 in Salem, Massachusetts. It all started one spring night when the air was crisp enough to send a chill down your back, but not enough to wrap yourself in a warm wool blanket. That night, a wave of hysteria had started to spread through the village. Hysteria came to the humble house of Jane Wilson, crept into the room where her kids lay, then came to her room. Living alone with just her kids was enough work for her already. Her husband had left, unable to withhold the responsibility and pressure of two kids. Later that week, the hysteria had hit the two kids of Jane Wilson. The doctor came in 2 weeks later to check in on the girls.
Jane, have you noticed anything different about your kids lately?
Yes, they've been acting strange. I don't know what's wrong with them. It all just started to happen so quick.
What started to happen?
At first, there were little signs, like clenching of the teeth. They were having difficulty in maintaining a steady posture and becoming slowly angrier.
What were the major things you noticed?
A couple of nights, I could hear them mumbling gibberish. Nothing they said made sense. And now, ever so often, they have spasms in their whole body.
I've been to numerous other houses, ma'am, and I'm not going to lie to you. I don't exactly know what's happening to your girls here, but these symptoms have been showing up in other houses very recently. I can't tell you that your girls are going to be okay, but don't go around telling folk. No one knows what's happening, so they've been saying it might be witchcraft.
Witchcraft? This can't be. Well, thank you for everything, Doctor.
Later that evening, the signs of hysteria were starting to show on Jane. The word had spread all around Salem that witches were among them. 200 girls and boys were sent to trial, determining whether or not they were witches or at least having had witchcraft used on them. 19 were found guilty and the rest were sent home. If found guilty, the punishment would be to be burned at the stake or hanged. Soon enough, Jane and her kids were sent to trial to determine their fate.
Here today, we have Jane Wilson and her two kids with us. These women of Salem have been accused of witchcraft. People have claimed that the three of you have been possessed by the devil. We fear that the evil is trying to infiltrate and destroy Christians and their communities. If you are found guilty today, you will be sentenced to death.
Yeah!
Burn the witch!
Burn the witch!
Kill them!
Burn her!
Kill them!
Please, Judge, my kids and I are innocent. We have done nothing of the sort. We as a family are strong believers of the Christian faith. We would never.
If what you say is true, then why have you the symptoms of the other witches we burned?
I speak to you with all I know. If that is not enough for you, then at least set my children free. They have done nothing, and take me instead. The stress of their father leaving them has got to be the problem. With time, they will grow out of it. Please.
Very well, then. I hereby pronounce Jane Wilson guilty, and shall be sentenced to death and burned at the stake.
That day, Jane Wilson sacrificed herself to save her kids. She was the 20th and last person to be killed in the witch trials. If it weren't for her sacrifice, her children wouldn't have lived, and I wouldn't be here today to tell you this story about the Salem witch trials in the spring of 1692.